Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. Welcome back to the Poetry Space Podcast. Tonight, I want to talk about looking back. You see, last night I did a TikTok video, right? And I was reading from Ephesians chapter 7, and I think it was verse 10, where it says that we should not say we missed the good old days, because that is not wise. And I say that to say, hold on, I have my cord hanging off the table. I say that to say, ladies and gentlemen, because when you are a new creation in Christ, you are brand new. You know what I mean? Your days are brand new. You are brand new. Those old days don't exist, you know what I mean, anymore once you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. I got to turn down the mic. I got too many posters in here. Give me a sec. I got to adjust. There we go. Now we got the sound, y'all. We got the sound. But yeah, you are a new creation in Christ, and you know, your old life, it doesn't matter, you know? So that's why the theme of tonight's episode is looking back. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, this is the very first video episode of the podcast. So, you know, there's that. I'm very excited because this is what I want to do for the channel. Hold on, I'm going to adjust my boom mic real quick because it was a little too high. It was a little too high, ladies and gentlemen. So, that or my chair. My kids always mess with my chair. So, there we go. Now I'm sitting a little higher. I had to adjust my chair because my daughter, she always plays with my seat. You know what I'm saying? So, whenever, you know, she's playing over here, and like she'll be hanging out with her friends or whatever, and I'll tell her, you know, I tell my daughter, do not play near my computer and my setup. And she always comes over here and she always messes with my chair. So that's why, you know, when I get ready to do a podcast episode, I gotta adjust my chair because I'm always like low on the mic. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I wrote a poetry piece in correspondence to tonight's theme, and we're going to get into that a little later tonight. So I'm really excited to perform this poetry piece, and I have a couple, actually. And for one, I have to apologize for the lack of content here on the podcast, because I've been focusing so much on, hold on, I got to turn down the plosives, y'all. I've been focusing all my time and attention on the YouTube channel, and with that being said, like, I've been focusing all my, oh, I gotta fix my mic, it's a little too up on me, y'all, it's too up on me. I've been focusing all my time and attention on the YouTube channel, and I haven't really had time to get on here and podcast a episode, so I do apologize for that. And another thing is, I wanted to see how I could, you know, begin to get into, you know, video podcast, because the platform I use, which is Spotify for podcasters, they have a feature where you can upload video podcasts, you know, via the app to the website. And I'm really excited to get on here and do that. I would have did it earlier tonight, ladies and gentlemen, but, you know, I was cooking, you know, some dinner for my family, so I do apologize. But yeah, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you should not look back. You should not look back. You see, the effects of looking back is the equivalent of driving forward on a freeway at full speed while looking behind you at the rear view mirror or looking in the rear window. And I know what you're going to say. The rear window is as wide as the front windshield. And I get that. But if you spend your days looking backwards, then you're going to get yourself hurt, or you're going to hurt someone you love very dearly, you know. So think about it from that aspect. You know, you can't drive forward looking backwards. So life is to be lived moving forward, because time doesn't stop for no man. You know, I was once guilty of this. I felt myself contemplating, right? This is how the Lord works. because I began contemplating. I said to myself, man, I missed the good old days when I just was able to just podcast episodes back to back because I had a lot to talk about. And when the Lord revealed Ephesians 7 verse 10, I was like, man, you know, like that put everything in perspective, right? It put everything into perspective from the meaning of, you know, it's not wise to say I missed the good old days, because think of it now. You have that brand new house. You have a wife, or you have a husband, or you have everything you've ever dreamed of, or you're on the path of your dreams and your goals. And the good old days, you didn't have that. You were just a kid running down the block. You didn't have wisdom. You didn't have understanding. You were just a child, you know. So therefore, we can't begin to say to ourselves, you know, I missed the good old days, you know. We can't say that to ourselves. So we got to start getting into the habit of, you know, I look forward to the good new days, you know, because the Lord is going to do a new thing in your life, you know, but you have to see it. You know, you can't be like, Father God, I pray for this and this and this and this, you know, because he already answered your prayer the moment you got on your knees in faith, you know. So he's already answering your prayer. So it's time for you to start looking ahead for real. And when I thought to myself, hold on, I can't sit back and say I missed the good old days, because I remember when I was struggling, if I wanted to go back to those good old days, that means I got to endure everything that came after. You know, all the heartbreak and the letdowns and the setbacks and living in my car, I got to go through all that again just to get to where I am now in time? Oh, no. Think from it, you know, think about it also from a Doctor Who perspective. You know, not to bring this into the conversation, but, you know, I am a Doctor Who fan, don't get me wrong, but think of it from a Doctor Who perspective. You have to go through time, right? Go back in time. Go relive those days all over again up to now. You know, I like to also use Xehanort from Kingdom Hearts as a reference. You know what I mean? He put his heart and, you know, spiritually, he put his heart into someone in the past, and they had to keep transferring that spiritual heart onto one body after another body after another body through centuries. That means you got to live out all your life, get to your near death age, and then you got to pass on yourself spiritually onto someone else and relive their days, all this hardship, all this failure, all until you get up to now, to modern day times. I'm not doing that. I don't want to relive any of the setbacks I faced to get to where I currently am. So, yeah, while it was good being a youth, being a child, you know, as the Word of God says, when I was a child, I thought as a child. But now that I'm a man, I put away childish things, you know, and I put away those childish things, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm, you know what I mean, stepping into my calling. And what I usually focus on the YouTube channel is the same things I really talk about here on the podcast. And I feel like with the podcast, I kind of hit a ceiling too. So that's why I, you know, kind of branched out into doing YouTube videos and YouTube shorts and all kind of stuff like that, because it felt limitless. It felt absolutely limitless. And I feel like I could continue to grow there, and I could continue to put out content after content after content after content, you know. But also, I had to start thinking about it from a long-term perspective. Like, how long can I focus on one avenue before I go back to podcasting? You know, how long can I focus on podcasting before I go back to doing YouTube? So I said to myself, okay, cool. I want to, you know, begin to set up a, you know, simultaneous run of both. I want to set up a simultaneous run of both, where I'm doing the YouTube stuff Monday through Wednesday, you know, Thursday to about Saturday. I'm going to do, you know, the podcast stuff, and I'm really excited to do that. But so when I wrote this poetry piece, I was talking about, you know, it's titled One Look Back, and it's titled One Look Back for a reason, because, you know, one good look back and I'm ready to move forward with my life, you know. And when I was talking about looking back, I was talking about the friendships I had in the past when I was a kid, to my teenage years, to my young adult years, to now. And you know, and at the end of the poetry piece, sorry, my buddy is calling, but at the end of the poetry piece, you know, I come to the understanding that I was okay with being on my own and my friends, you know, having their life, you know, like living their dreams, being, you know, fathers, mothers, and they're, you know, living in their careers, they're living in their calling. And, you know, even if we don't stay in touch, you know, God has blessed them, and that's all the peace I need, and I'm ready to move forward in my life. You know, so that's what it really is based around. That's the synopsis of the podcast episode. I mean, of the poetry piece, not the podcast episode. That's the synopsis of the poetry piece that I wrote, you know, the other day. And like I said, I'm going to perform it later tonight in the episode, and I'm just going to, you know, really, you know, let you guys hear it and, you know, see what you guys think about it and everything like that. But think back to your life. Think back on your life, where you currently are, right? Where you currently are and where you used to be. I have everything that I've ever prayed for. You know, when I was living in my car, one of the biggest things I prayed for was a family, you know, because it was lonely sleeping in my car. You know, I was lonely living on my own. You know, I was cooking like big dinners in my apartment before, you know, I had to live in my car. I was like, I had this apartment in Pocatello, Idaho, and I was there by myself for quite a long time. And it was like a lot to deal with, you know, being so lonely, you know. I was, like I said, I was cooking big dinners. Like, I had a big family to cook for. I didn't know that the Lord was preparing me to have a family, because I was like, man, like, I cooked all, like, spaghetti and meatballs, Texas toast. I baked a cake. And that was like my very first night in my apartment, because I went from living in my car to having a 6-month lease in an apartment. And after the 6 months was up, I went back to living in my car and staying at hotels simultaneously until, you know, I was living with friends, and then I met my wife shortly after that. But before, you know, I started living in my car again, you know, I cooked my very first dinner in that apartment, and it was, like I said, it was spaghetti and meatballs, you know, it was Texas toast, I baked the cake and everything, and I said to myself, when I took a picture of everything that I prepared, I said, man, and I had a bottle of cranberry, not a bottle, I had a wine glass full of cranberry juice, because I don't drink alcohol. So I like to drink either water, juice, milk, or tea, and that's it, or a cup of coffee in the morning, and that's it. And long story short, I had a wine glass full of just regular cranberry juice, and I said to myself, hold on, who am I really preparing this for? You know, because knowing me, I take 2 bites of the spaghetti and I'm done, man. Like, I've always had a small appetite. I never really had that type of, you know, appetite where I could eat and eat and eat and all that. So that's why I was like, you know what? You know, one day when I, you know, when God blessed me with a family, I'm just going to cook like this, you know what I mean, for them and see what they think about it and everything like that. So, like, it's amazing how everything comes full circle. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's amazing to see everything come full circle, because I remember my life the way it was. Like, how Future made that one rap song that was on GTA 5. And we all know, you know, that track right there. It's called How It Was. Like, hit the block and sell. It's exactly how it was. Get the money, get the... What? How it was. That's literally, you know what I mean? Like, that, what do you call that? Not the choir, the hook. You know, that whole hook, I would sing to myself, you know what I mean? When I thought about my past. Whenever I would think about my past, I would think about that song by Future, man. Major shout out to Future for that one. And, I would just contemplate my life, and, like, I never sold drugs or anything like that, but I had some really hard times, really, really hard times, and by the grace of God, he got me through it, you know what I mean? And if he did it for me, he could do it for you, you know? So you just got to stop living in the past, because that's what's really hindering your progress. You know, you could be at the point or the precipice where you want to, you know, get back in the school and sign up for, you know, classes through a university or a community college, and you're at that precipice where you're like, you know what, I don't know, you know what I mean? If I do it, you know what I mean, for myself, then here's what's going to happen, you know. If I do it to make my family happy, you know, make my family happy, this is what else is going to happen, you know. But how don't you, well, I mean, why don't you just take a leap of faith and just get started? Why don't you just take a leap of faith and get started? You know what I mean? And do it for you. And do it because you really want this, not because, you know, you think it would appease other people, you know, or you think it's going to appease your family. Do it for you. You know what I mean? Do it for, you know, yourself, you know, because you want a better future. But what could be hindering, you know, your decision making on this, you know, situation or this choice is the simple fact that you keep looking back on life saying to yourself, like, oh, man, you know, I miss when me and my boys or me and my homegirls, we used to go to the mall. We used to do this and this and this and this. All right, that's past tense. Even if it was 5 minutes ago, it's still past tense. It happened. We got to talk about the here and now and hereafter. You know what I mean? That's why in the Word of God, it tells you to focus on your eternity, you know, because this life is temporary, you know, and you got to focus on your eternity. You know what I mean? You want to spend it with the Heavenly Father, or you want to be, you know, in an eternity where you're separated eternally from the Heavenly Father. You know what I mean? The choice is yours. You know, I don't know about you, but I choose, you know, eternity with the Heavenly Father. Because I don't want to go to the place of, you know, fire and brimstone and all. Cool. I'm good on that, you know. So that's why I tell people, get in your word. Pray, man. Like, prayer changes things. I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't consistently pray. You know, if you want to make better decision-making choices, you know, you want to make better choices, you want to have better decision-making, you want to have, you know, better handle on your time management and the people you have around you, then get in your word and pray. You know what I mean? Also, find a church to be, you know, planted. Whether it's in town, close to you, or if you got to go like an hour away, you know what I mean? Hey, it is what it is. The Lord is going to get you there if that's where he wants you to be, you know? And it's crazy because for myself, you know, my church is an hour and a half away from where I live. But, you know, that's where I started. You know, that's like major shout out to my pastor. I'm going to shout him out. His name, Pastor Harriman Randall of the Overcomers Church. And that's where I got my start. You know what I mean? And that's where I'm going to stay. But at the end of the day, you know, there's people out there that like don't go to church because they got church hurt. And that's another topic for another video or another episode. And I say that to say, though, you have to start looking forward. Focus on the here and now and the hereafter. And stop looking in hindsight because it already happened. You know, excuse me, sorry, I had dinner and this kind of indigestion is kind of hit me. But focus on the here and now and the hereafter. Because whatever happened in the past, people can't say nothing about it. We know you can't keep bringing it up. You can't keep harping on it. You know, you're only going to hinder yourself. You're going to hurt yourself. And you're going to, you know, keep yourself from receiving many blessings that the Heavenly Father wants you to have. You know, everything you've been dreaming of that you really want that is good for the Father, you know, I mean, it's good for you to have in the eyes of the Heavenly Father. You know, you're hindering yourself from all that because of the simple fact you are looking in the past, and I was once guilty of that. You see, hold on. Sorry, guys, I had to cut my mic and whatnot. I asked my wife to give me a water bottle. And yes, this is water in a Coca-Cola bottle. You don't believe me? Look right at it. What do you see in there? It is water, H2O, in a soda bottle. You know, that's the healthiest thing for you, man, is water. God gave us the greatest gift besides his son, Lord Jesus. He gave us life. And after that, he gave us water. You know, people want to sit back and say, well, I don't drink water. It's gross. Oh, wow. Okay, cool. So the healthiest thing for you that has no calories, no sodium, no sugar is nasty? Okay, cool. You know, your choice. Your choice, ladies and gentlemen. Your choice. But anyway, long story short, like I said, I was guilty of that, of like looking in hindsight, because when I first moved to Idaho, right, and I didn't have any of my friends call me, you know, at all for months. You know, I had an ex-girlfriend say, don't you got friends you could talk to? Because she would always see me playing, like, video games on my phone when I had downtime, when I wasn't at work, you know what I mean? Like, especially on my days off. She was like, you're always going for a walk, or you're just here just playing games on your phone. She said, you don't have no friends to call, no family? I was like, yeah, I talked to my family the other day. She said, no, you don't have no friends? I said, that's a good question. And that was back in 2016. So I actually called up my friends, right? And I noticed there was no reply. I tried calling a cousin. Well, a friend who I called a cousin. Even he didn't answer. And we had a solid relationship as friends for like 7 years, dude. So when I got out of my comfort zone and I moved out of Philadelphia, man, they looked at me sideways. They looked at me as the cat that abandoned everybody. And I didn't abandon nobody. Truth be told, I just went out on my own and just made my dream happen. And, you know, like, how were they really friends? When I think about it, you know, and truth and, you know, the grand aspect of everything, how were they truly friends when they was the one humiliating me and talking down about me, talking about I'm going to grow old and die in Philadelphia. You know, I wasn't going to have a life. I was going to continue to be a nobody and all that. How were they truly friends? I guess this question is to myself. So that's why I say it's okay to move on your own. If all you have is yourself, or if you have someone special like me, I'm married, all you have is your husband or your wife and your family, hey, that's all you need. You know what I mean? God give you all you need. You have the Heavenly Father. You have Lord Jesus. You got the Holy Spirit, your wife or your husband and your kids. Y'all straight. You know what I mean? That's all you need. You know, so that's why I say to people, oh, yeah, you know, I wonder how this one friend doing. But wasn't that one friend the one that talked bad about you back in the day? Wasn't that one friend the one that made fun of you in high school and picked on you? Wasn't that one friend the one who bullied you and humiliated you in college? Wasn't that one friend the one who ignored you at work when you worked at that store or that job 4 years ago? But these are day ones. Think on it. So, it's terrible to think in hindsight. You know, it's terrible to think in hindsight, because when you, and I got to reiterate on this, when you drive forward, do you look backwards? Do you look at the drivers behind you? Do you lean on the seat like this and look back while driving forward? No, because you're going to bang into the median, or you're going to bang into the guardrail, or you're going to bang into a semi-truck or another car. You're going to kill yourself. You know what I mean? Doing that. You know, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to kill yourself. You know what I mean? So that's why I say, you know, hindsight is a terrible thing. You know, hindsight is a terrible thing. The Heavenly Father wanted to move you forward. Lord Jesus want to move you forward. The Holy Spirit want to move you forward. But you so busy, like, harping on that job that you got fired from 7 months ago. It happened. They let you go. They furloughed you. They dropped you like a bad habit. The company was downsizing. And you thought you knew everybody in that joint, from like in that workspace, from the supervisors to the assistant supervisors to, you know, regional managers to coworkers to human resources. You think you had everybody on lock? The company hired you for a purpose. You have to serve that purpose. And when you no longer serve that purpose, guess what? Bye-bye. Gotta go. Gotta go. No. Don't let the... Don't let the door hit you on the way out. That's how they look at it. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. You know? And they don't care if you have a family to feed. They don't care if you one paycheck away from being homeless. They don't care if you almost out of food and gas and you about to have your electric shut off. That don't bother them. They do not lose sleep at night. Stop believing that. And best believe it, 7 months after you done got dropped from the company, they still sleeping comfortable. So let it go. It happened. Move on. It could have been 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago. Let it go. It happened. You know. Your boyfriend or your girlfriend could have cheated on you. You know, if you chose to stay with them, hey, power to you. But do not complain. Do not bring it up again that they, you know, that, oh, yeah, remember how you cheated on me back then, but this person, with this girl or this guy. No, it happened. You forgave them. If you forgave them, let it go. Let it go. Don't harp on it. You know, your friends could have switched up on you, right? You thought these was your day ones. These are your homies. These like your brothers and your sisters, right? Told everything to them since high school. In one moment, and where it was you versus them to be the popular kid or the popular person in the group, they threw you right under the bus. They threw you right under the bus. So, you know, people going to be people. I told my wife this expression, like, you know, you got to let things go. You know, when it happened, it happens. You know, hold on, I got to turn up my mic. When it happens, it happens. You can't, you know, harp on anything because it is in the past. You know, let people be people, you know. So, but yeah, I think that it's time to move forward in 2024. You know, I was about to say 2020. That is definitely 4 years ago, man. And I definitely... You know, don't want to have to relive those days. Hold on. I definitely don't want to have to relive those days, ladies and gentlemen. That was terrible. That was the most terrifying anything I've ever seen. And to think that came from a virus. Oof. 2020 is a year I do not want to relive, man. So that's why we should never say, oh, I missed the good old days. Oh, you got to go back in time and relive all them days all over again. I remember days... You know what I mean? I don't even want to recall. Me and my family went through the struggle. I'm telling you, no lights, no food, none of that, bro. I'm not doing that, bro. No, I'm cool. I'm completely blessed and thankful and grateful what a Heavenly Father has me at now. So that's why we should never say to ourselves, oh, yeah, you know, I miss the good old days. Nah. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to get to a commercial break real quick. I know it took a while, you know, to get to that point. But, yeah, I'm going to get to a commercial break, get me some water, and then I'm going to come right back and do the poetry performance. Matter of fact, I got a couple of poetry pieces for you guys. So hang right tight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to the Poetry Space Podcast. I'll be back, y'all. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I want to do a very special poetry performance for you guys. And it reflects, well, it coincides with thinking back. Hold on, I grabbed the wrong phone. So it coincides with the thought of looking back. So, we're going to get into this poetry performance. It's called One Look Back. Without further ado, let us begin. I'm going to read it, y'all. I sit back and watch the sun rise on a new day. I reflect upon the shimmers of light that drift on in ocean waves. A memory of former friends plays in my mind. as I think back to simpler times. Laughs I shared with those that no longer remember my name. Although we're no longer friends, the memories live on within my heart. Am I truly wrong for feeling this way? They say that hindsight is a terrible thing that can bring back terrible pain. So as people, we shouldn't focus our minds on such weary things. A tear falls from my eye as I think about all the good times, the laughs between friends, the misadventures we went through, never realizing. Hold on, I'm gonna read that back. Laughs between friends, the misadventures we went through, never realizing that one day all of it would one day end. And now here I stand upon the golden sanded shores, all alone again. I no longer hear from them, but in my heart, they will always be my best friends. And in that poetry performance, ladies and gentlemen, in that poetry performance, in that poetry piece in general, it was, you know, talking about, you know, looking back, you know, and it embodies so much pain, not really knowing it. I wrote that with embodying the pain of losing friends after, you know, I moved out here. But also to say at the end, you know, even though I don't hear from them anymore, in my heart, they'll always be my friends. You know, and that's just how I see things. You know, that's just how I see things. But I learned the hard way. Hold on, I'm gonna make sure my headphones are plugged in. There we go. I made sure that to no longer look back, because I now have a wife and, you know, a family. So, you know, I can't look back on those days anymore. You know, I can't look back on those memories, but, you know, they come to mind sometimes, but I don't think back anymore. I got to look forward because, you know, my kids have a future and I am to help them prepare for that future. I am to prepare them actually for that future. And, if I spent my time looking back, I wouldn't even be able to do this, you know, YouTube podcast thing. I would just be stagnant, you know. I would just be sitting with my life in park like I was when I was living in my car and stuck in park, you know what I mean? And that's a metaphor, but it was also reality, because I remember when my car broke down in a city park the day I had to go to work. It was crazy. And if it wasn't for a friend to come jump my car, man, I would have been stuck, bro. I would have been stuck. I didn't know what to do. And the police, they came and they saw my car. It was parked sideways because it broke down as I was, like, trying to get it out of the parking spot. As I, like, put it in reverse back, and the car died. Like, it shut off to signify that car was done. You know, that car was done. But yeah, so that's why we don't need to think back, you know, because just and remembering, you know, that small memory, you know, made me pause a little bit, made me stop in my speech. This next poetry piece is dedicated to the art form of poetry. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let us begin. Poetry is a writer's way of expressing what's on their minds, but not in any way physical. If you open up your heart and let creativity do its work, you will find time to understand how your wordplay works. And if these words find their mark, then mark my words and not my works. You will become greatness. All it takes is faith and some patience. Yes. I have been in your shoes, low on finances, struggling a 9-to-5 and patiently waiting to see a miracle happen and everything else on which I've been praying. Keep your faith in the Most High God and never open your life to Satan, and beautiful things will arise in your life. As you realize the words which you have realized. As you release in words what you have realized, the fact that you have the power, talent, and verbal ability to touch many lives, this is poetry. Ooh, bars. I wrote that back in 2022. I'm going to reread that line right there, that verse. As you release in words what you have realized, the fact that you have the power, talent, and verbal ability to touch many lives, this is poetry. Verbal symmetry, a monogamous mental and musical symphony, something that destiny has for you, but only if you're ready for it. An art form that rose from the ashes of the inner cities around the world and make poetry continue on its legacy. And may that true art form live on and thrive through you and me. And I wrote that. It was called Stress Release. And I, you know, I haven't even completed it until tonight. The Lord placed the words right on my heart to really finish that one. It literally was an open-ended poetry performance from 2 years ago. By the grace of God, I'm telling you how the Lord works, man. How the Spirit works, bro. I'm telling you how the Holy Spirit works, man. Like, it's a blessing, dog. It's a blessing for real. Glory to God. Because I've tried so long to finish that in particular poetry piece and could not finish it. Like, I would just go throughout my day, go to work. I'll be scrolling through all my notes in my notepad app, and I would see that poetry piece from 2 years ago, and I'm like, you know, I should finish this. Nah, it's next, and I would just keep scrolling and whatnot, or I have days like, oh, I'm about to finish this poetry piece. I just ran across it, and I couldn't think of nothing. I was like shooting a mental blank. But glory to God, I was able to finish it tonight. You know what I mean? Glory to the Most High God. This next one, right here, it's called Infinite Invictus. And this one is open-ended because I also haven't finished this one, but I'll probably finish it tonight. Let us begin. Do you know the only eternal part of the human body is the spirit? It exceeds our expectations of life expectancy. It perpetuates what makes infinity so vast and what makes it so great. The body may fade in a battle against time, but the spirit will last forever, only for God to claim. Our spirits speak gently on the behalf of wisdom. It takes a peaceful mind and tame heart for you to listen. Heed its words as it whispers God's direction for our lives. There's two paths we must traverse, the violent seas or the calming rivers. It all depends on your echelon of mental elevation. Ooh, I meant to say echelon, but no, you know what I mean. Your perception of your situation and how you manage to change it. The body is sinful, but the spirit is pure. Only time can reveal the intention of yours. In life, the Lord, our God, gives us two choices for everything we do. And when we stand before our Lord and our Creator, the place you surely face for eternity is a path that is solely your resulting choice. So live your life and rejoice in the Most High God. Have faith, and your spirit will be fruitful in eternity for the endeavors of your path here on earth. So think before you make a bad decision. Think what is right and do what is right. And remember that the body is temporary, but the spirit is eternal through the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. I actually got to put a time date on that, so bear with me. I'm going to put a time date. It was actually finished. I never really put a time date on that. That's a time stamp on it. That was another one, ladies and gentlemen, I wrote a couple years ago. And a lot of my poetry performances, ladies and gentlemen, they definitely were like structured like long format poetry performances. I mean, poetry pieces. I said poetry performances. They were structured as long form poetry pieces. And I really enjoyed writing long form poetry. I do a lot of short form poetry nowadays. You know, I try to make it short, straight, and to the point. I don't try to, you know, eat up too many people's time, you know, when I'm doing a poetry performance, because I know people are going to click off the video or click off the episode of the podcast. I'm like, oh, no, this is going too long. Too long. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. So, putting a time stamp on it. Because I time stamp everything when it comes to glory to God. But yeah, that was the synopsis of tonight's episode, ladies and gentlemen. We have reached the end. If you stuck in there through the entire episode, you definitely are a real one. You know, round of applause. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for doing so. And I just want to say thank you for rocking with me even through the hiatuses, you know. But anyway, I love you guys. I thank you all for tuning in. I hope you all have a beautiful and blessed evening. Thank you for coming down to the Poetry Space Podcast. I love you guys. Have a beautiful and blessed evening. Take care. Good night and God bless y'all. Peace.